Welcome, everybody, to Live with Dr. Carolyn Dean. Carolyn is amazing. She's a doctor, she's a naturopath, she's an herbalist, she's an acupuncturist. She's going to tell you exactly what she would do if she were in your shoes. I can't think of a person who has devoted more time to helping people's health than Dr. Carolyn Dean. She can make a huge difference as you listen to her words of wisdom. We know she's ahead of time because she is the doctor of the future. Welcome, Dr. Carolyn Dean.
Yay, children, and Ginny. And Ginny's been flying all over the world, and she made it home just for your show. Can you imagine having a show without Ginny? It would be like butter without toast. It's amazing to have Ginny here. Butter without toast, that's a good one, isn't it?
You're silly.
I can't imagine eating a slab of butter. But anyway, do you have anything to say about your travels or about what wonderful things you did up in Canada trying to save the Canadians?
Well, I do say when I am up there, it makes me think of you quite a bit. And we spent some time with some lovely people from Newfoundland. And it was just great. You know, Canadians are beautiful people. And their beauty is probably going to be part of their ruin because they probably aren't as aggressive as they could be given their certain state of affairs, but gosh, what lovely people. So it was a beautiful time and it was just very wonderful. But yes, I'm very blessed to know Canadians. They're wonderful, wonderful people.
Including your husband.
Yes. Including my husband who is Canadian. Yeah. Yeah.
We forget that because he's been an American for so long. And yeah, I'm an American too. I have the aggressive nature that is not very Canadian, which makes me very concerned. And actually, that kind of leads into my manifesto.
Oh, good.
Here, I have a manifesto. So, if you've been paying attention, we're at a crossroads in the world. We are at the biblical stage of separating the wheat from the chaff. That's where you, quote, select the valuable actions, things, and people, and separate them from the non-valuable actions, things, and people. Basically, I think the quarantine helped do that. The people who are still wearing masks and separating themselves from society, they are, I guess I'd say, lowering their frequency. And it's a measure of frequency, how we're adapting to what's going on. I think that the information that I've been expressing for 4 and 5 decades, putting that information into action in my completement formulas, have helped to raise the frequency of people who are taking these formulas. It's because they work, and because of that, people are given hope. And hope is something that's in short supply. People, as they, quote, age, think that everything will get worse. It's expressed in medicine and movies and books and all parts of life. Oh, isn't getting old horrible, they say. But we turned that on its ear with the completement formulas because you feel better and you feel hopeful and you feel empowered and you feel in control of your health and your life. So this separating the wheat from the chaff, it is an expression from the Bible. It's a metaphor about how God will separate those who are worthy and those who are unworthy. But it's you who is separating yourself from the unworthy things, people, and actions. And on a physical level, regarding frequency, think of how magnesium helps protect us even against electromagnetic frequencies, because they keep the calcium ion channels properly closed. The body measures its electrical energy, the EKG for the heart, the EMG for measuring the muscles. The energetic frequency of the body is what is created by minerals. And, for some, God-given reason, I happened upon a chemist to work with to make these picometer-sized stabilized ions of minerals that are completely absorbed. They make you feel better, and they are elevating your frequency and giving you that a bit of detachment from the craziness that's going on. The deficiencies that people have are expressed in the way they live their lives. And if we can say that the jab has decreased our frequency, that would be in agreement with what a lot of people are saying these days. The Surgeon General of Florida, Lapido, I was listening to another interview with him, and he talked about the spiritual aspect of what's happened to people taking the jab. So we have to, is it a calling? I mean, it could be a calling, but it is certainly separating the wheat from the chaff. Ginny, what do you think of my manifesto?
Well, I have so many biblical things I could say. And, I don't want to really get overwhelmed with the whole thing, but the wheat and the chaff is a very good metaphor, Carolyn. So I think you're 100% on track with that. And that original metaphor of the wheat and the chaff is about the harvest too. And the harvest time is when souls are ripe for the presence of God to enter. And so you could call that, you could call it the rapture and things of that. People have interpreted that way, but we call it ascension. And it's when people have come to the end of themselves, they don't know a way to mentally, intellectually rationalize or understand or even see a way out of the circumstances that they're in and the world is in. And through the crying out of their spirit, extra blessing or an anointing enters in that empowers them and gives them strength and faith. And we could say that that did start in 2020. Harvest is a long time. It's not an overnight event, in my humble opinion. And, I do think that as people have come to the end of their rope, and that includes people who may have gotten vaccinated and been vaccine injured and are now looking through an action called repentance. And all repentance means is I changed my mind. And I see many people comments on social media saying, I wish I would have never had this happen to me. And it was interesting because actually that happened last week as a gal on my own feed. And she said, I just feel so terrible since I got these vaccines. I wish I would have never done this to myself. And now I don't know what to do. And she was just mauled like a poor dog just being eaten by coyotes or something by her friends and her followers who were telling her that she just needs to get with the science and know that nothing's happened to her from the vaccine.
Oh, God.
And I private messaged her, and I actually sent her your video, the one on that you did on long COVID. And I didn't address the vaccine issue. I just said, the symptoms of long COVID are similar, and this is the protocol you need to follow.
Right.
So, yes, There, it is the time, and you and I both saw Tucker's interview with the guy who was talking about Ozempic, and the pharma is ruthless now, absolutely ruthless. So we really do have to take care of one another.
Right. Yeah, you mentioned about the soul because I think that's what I would call a lot of people out there now is soulless. So they've lost their soul and they're I'll talk a little bit about the Ozempic interview. So they've lost their soul and they're just not able to be on the frequency of health and happiness. And they've just gone to, as I often say about allopathic medicine, to the dark side of just drugs and surgery, as if that's the answer. And then you have the mauling hordes that will try to keep everybody in line if they go off script. So hopefully, and you did a great thing by private messaging her, because people have to know that there is support, and we do have to speak up a little more. I can't speak up too much in public because the FDA will just try shut me down, and they've already shut down about a third of our business. And that's where, each week we say to people, we depend on you to spread the message, because the message is not getting out there that people need to take their basic building blocks to stay healthy, increase their frequency, and kind of keep smiling through these horrible times. We can't allow ourselves to be depressed or bitter or resentful, because that's feeding into the lower frequencies. We do have to keep collecting smiles wherever we go and inspire people with, how we are and how we live, and give them the information they need to be healthier and happier. So that's where I will complete my rant and move on to testimonials. Okay, Ginny?
Absolutely.
Okay, Megan, our customer service team leader, send out, as she said, some incredible feedback responses that our customer service team received from interactions with our incredible customers and fans. We've got a fan club, I guess. So there are just dozens, thank you, Bianca, Julie, Corinne, who am I forgetting? Megan herself, Melody Rose, Ginny, who all the folks that take questions from our customers. And we, people are appreciative. Thanks for your prompt response. Magnesium, been taking the REMAG for a month and have noticed many benefits. Dr. Dean is a genius. What a smart lady and helpful in so many ways. Awesome. Excellent service. Excellent, wonderful, prompt and detailed. Great customer service, on and on and on. It's really wonderful. Dozens of these. And Tiffany gives some advice. She says, follow the instructions and go slow. She said, I'd like to make a comment regarding the taste and reactions people may be having taking these products from Dr. Jean. First of all, the taste isn't great and can be very strong, but people need to understand that these are highly concentrated minerals and the taste is not unusual. Next, the instructions state to go low and slow, meaning start with a low amount and work your way up slowly. It's formulated to be taken in a water bottle with salt, sea salt, for better absorption. If you're not used to taking minerals in liquid form, you can expect it to be a stronger taste. But as you titrate up, you will get used to the taste. She says, just my 2 cents worth. Enjoy the health benefits you will receive. Now, That's exactly what we have to tell people in customer service quite a bit when they, oh, I can't stand the taste. I can't possibly take this. And it's like, that's so sad because, you know, there are ways to get around the taste with juices or vitamin C berry powder. And Orville says, I love the product. I didn't know I was missing it until I started taking it regularly. And that's the truth. We get used to feeling, you know, not so great. And the questions, okay. So someone is saying, I would like to know about psyllium to help with laxative effect. What's the best kind? So it would be an organic powder. That's what you have to look at. The best way to take it and how much. So you'd start with a teaspoon. What you have to know about psyllium seed is it mixes with water and turns into a gel very quickly. So you put it in about 4 ounces of water, shake it up really quickly, like six or seven shakes, and then drink it quickly, and then drink another 8 ounces of water. I've been taking, instead of the sea salt water, I've been taking mine with my mineral liquids. And I think that sort of slows down the absorption of my minerals a bit. How much? So a teaspoon, I'm up to a tablespoon a day. And I've started the psyllium because I only eat, you know, 1.5 meals a day. So I take it for bulk, not for helping with the laxative effect. But if, you know, people seem to get the laxative effect when they begin the REMAG, especially, it means you might be taking too much at once. You want to sip it through the day. Or you can take it, some of the minerals in with your psyllium, and that will definitely help any laxative effects. She or he continues, I'm diagnosed with continuous AFib with mitral valve prolapse. I'm up to 2 teaspoons of REMAG a day. So mitral valve prolapse is known to be a magnesium deficiency. What's because the mitral valves, it's like the prayer hands. And if you don't have enough magnesium, those little prayer hand valves will get floppy. And if you have enough magnesium, they don't flop so much. They keep a tight closure. And with the AFib as well, you know, that can be a magnesium deficiency or an imbalance of magnesium and potassium. So this person should be taking potassium as well and maybe work up to 4 teaspoons a day. Now that's going to be difficult if already at 2 teaspoons she's having the laxative effect. But this is a person who should be in touch with customer service once a week to see how she's doing. And she says, I've never really taken calcium because I used to drink raw milk. I don't know if she still does. I do take Remite, so that's good. A teaspoon and a half to 2 teaspoons of Remite. And she says, should I take extra calcium or phosphorus? I don't work with phosphorus. It tends to be in a lot of foods. Calcium, you do your chronometer to check from your diet how much calcium you're getting. If you're getting 600 milligrams in your diet, that's enough. If not, then you do recalcia. And every once in a while, when my knees sort of get a bit, you know, I guess achy would be the word, I'll remember to take some recalcia. But most people don't know when they're low in calcium. So you go by how much you're getting in your diet, make sure you're taking 600 milligrams. Next question. I've been following you and using your product since 2015. That's 9 years. Can you explain why you changed your stand on vitamin D? My doctor keeps recommending that I take a D supplement because my storage D is low. I've been taking cod liver oil for years. That does not seem to bring up my numbers. It's usually around 20. I feel good and don't get sick often. I'm 76. Thanks for all you and your staff do to help people. I'm a fan. So that's Shelley. Well, what happened was we became associated with Grassroots Health. Dr. Mercola told them to get in touch with me because their focus is vitamin D, and my focus is magnesium. And from my book or whatever, Mercola knows that magnesium is necessary to activate vitamin D. So Grassroots Health, they help provide us testing strips, kind of like cardboard strips that you could put a blood spot on, do your own finger prick in home, put a blood spot on a strip, and they will measure your RBC magnesium, your vitamin D, TSH, and what else? Oh, what else, Jenny? There are four things. Oh, omegas. So when I did my test, I found I was 19. You want to be 60. And I guess, from all that I started to read in Grassroots Health and all the studies and knowing that my magnesium was probably helping my vitamin D, thank you very much. I still felt that there were things about vitamin D that were necessary. So I began using it. I did not feel bad without it. I don't really feel too much different with it, but I feel more protected, I guess you'd say. And I got into being anti-vitamin D because of what Morley Robbins was saying. And I don't know if he was taking into consideration that magnesium activates vitamin D, or, we do know that it's the storage vitamin D that's measured. So maybe he was against that. I really forget what his beef was. But when you go to PubMed, sorry for the clicking, people are sending text messages on my phone and it won't stop. So if you go to PubMed and you type in vitamin D, as I'm doing now, you get 103,863 results. There's a lot of research on vitamin D. And I think there's several things are happening. The big pharma doesn't want us to be taking vitamin D because if we take vitamin D, we might not need as many drugs. So they attack vitamin D studies all the time. And the second thing is, if the vitamin D researchers are not measuring magnesium along with vitamin D, they don't know whether that vitamin D is working or not. Some people could show benefits with vitamin D and other people can't, and they don't realize it's because these two sets of people have two different levels of magnesium. So there's a lot of I guess you could say complexity in the vitamin D research field that people haven't figured out. But something that has, almost 104,000 research articles, you have to pay attention. So I change my mind when either I do an experiment or I catch up with the research. Walter's asking, he wants my advice on low white blood cells. And what we know about white blood cells is they can be due to nutrient deficiencies or infection, or also really horrible diseases. But in general, for healthy type people, we look at nutrient deficiencies and, like low grade viral or bacterial infection. Nutrients necessary for white cells. I have here iron is a component of enzymes critical for immune cell function. So white blood cells are immune cells. Vitamin A helps protect against infections by keeping skin and tissues in the mouth, stomach, intestines, and respiratory system healthy. So they're not talking about white blood cells there. Vitamin C stimulates the formation of antibodies and the production, function, and movement of white blood cells. And I've always felt that vitamin C was the most important thing for white blood cells. Also, vitamin D, vitamin E, and zinc. Now, we don't put iron in our supplements because the body is built so that it holds on to iron. It takes iron from the diet and it keeps recycling iron. It won't lose iron. So people who take too much iron can become iron overloaded. So I don't put iron in supplements. So you'd have to do your blood testing to see about iron. But we have vitamin A in our omega-3 algae, A plus E. Vitamin C, you have to be taking your vitamin C. At when white blood cells release a certain acid to kill infections, they can damage themselves in the process. The presence of vitamin C helps protect white blood cells from that damage, keeping more of them alive in the process. Now, I had a situation last week where I got a massage and my masseuse sort of pinched my arm just by mistake. I mean, I didn't even really flinch, but there was a little bruise there afterwards. And I realized I had run out of my whole C reset and I had not been taking it for 2 weeks. Bruising and damage to capillaries is due to a deficiency of vitamin C complex that you get from foods. So, anybody out there who's bruising, you have to take your whole C reset. I thought that was really quite interesting. And we, of course, have vitamin D, D3, K2. Vitamin E is in our omega-3 algae, A plus E. Zinc is in our remite. And I think for the white blood cells, you probably need your omega-3s anyway. So that's, I mean, that's me giving you an answer you've heard hundreds of times when somebody says, oh, what can I do for this? I will just list all our supplements, our complement formulas, because all of them are necessary as the building blocks for our perfect cells. And as for infections, if the white blood cells are so busy that they're running around trying to fight, parasites, fungus, viruses, bacteria, you need your picosilver and your zinc, picozinc plus. Next question, what nutrients can I take to make my thick blood thinner? I can no longer donate blood due to a vein problem. So I guess this person who is at Victoria was keeping her blood thin by donating blood. She says, thank you for sharing your gift of knowledge so we can make better decisions about our health. Exactly, Victoria. She says, I'm a blessing, and Ginny's a blessing, and our customer service is a blessing, and everybody working with us, and all our customers are blessings. Thank you. So what do? Hydration, hydration, hydration. And with the sea salt, take your body weight in pounds, divide that in half, and drink that many ounces of water a day. And in each liter, put a quarter teaspoon of a good, colorful sea salt. What else kind of keeps the blood thin? Magnesium, REMAG for sure. It doesn't cause bleeding, but what it does, it helps neutralize excess calcium. And calcium itself is a blood clotter. So the more calcium a person has, the more their blood can become thick. Vitamin E, and as I said, that's in our omega-3 algae. Vitamin D is important for thinning the blood. And the omega-3 essential fatty acids. So again, you ask me a question, and I say, take everything. Vitamin C is probably in there as well. And the last question, maybe. I have a burn on my right wrist and I've been using picosilver. Do you recommend using anything else? I'd say picozinc and whole C reset. Those will help tissue damage. And here's the last one, but this one I need help with because they're saying, who is it? Bonnie is saying, is there a recommended amount of Remag to use in a bath or a foot bath? I do use all your products and have seen a marked improvement in my energy and focus during the last 2 years. I'm 68 years old. Have not even had a cold since starting your supplements. I take Realign, Whole C Reset, D3K2, as well as RNA Reset Drops, Remag, Remite, Recalcia Pico, Potassium, and have added Pico Zinc Plus during the winter. I love spraying Flora Refresh on my hair. It gives it a nice shine. So, yeah, now this is interesting. Does anyone in the audience put Remag in their bath? I just thought it was kind of an expensive way to use your magnesium. And I tell people to use Epsom salts in a bath. Ginny, have you heard anything from customer service? If people use Remag in baths or foot baths?
I think in the past, if we have a couple damaged bottles or something, maybe somebody on the staff has tried it. But in general, you're right, Carolyn. It's a very expensive proposition because instead of going into your body, it's going to go down the drain when you're done. And so I think the better thing to do is use Remag orally and topically and use that Epsom salt to top off. Whatever other magnesium you want to get topically.
Yeah, use the lotions. That's what I do. I used to do a lot of it. Well, I had to do a lot of Epsom salts baths before I started making Remag with this chemist. I had to use at that time magnesium oils, which was just magnesium chloride, super, super saturated. And I was getting skin rashes and kind of magnesium burns from so much on my skin. But I know it works. You absorb magnesium really well. So we'll leave it at that. Good answer, Ginny. And go to our blog of the week, Optimum Health 101. And I forget when I wrote this, Ginny. When did I write this?
A couple weeks ago, we had a two-part series. So, but probably about 3 weeks ago, you did.
Right. God, time moves so like it's like a fast moving river. So it's basically just going through a few things of Health 101. I look at vegan and vegetarian diets, and I put down the experience of my foster daughter, who's convinced it was the most healthy and humane diet possible. She knew my preference for animal protein, but she stuck loyally to the diet for about 20 years, even though she had chronic insomnia and many other health issues. She was even a vegan health consultant. When she told her vegan influencer friends that she had a host of symptoms, she was told that she was not strict enough on her diet. It wasn't until she started losing teeth from lack of protein that she expanded her diet and began to eat meat. And fortunately, her sons, my foster grandsons, who are coming over to help on the farm, they told me when they were about 12, they started eating meat. We make our own choices, I guess. So yeah, at least she wasn't fanatic and forcing the kids to just eat vegan. And I just finished that by saying, I mean, if a vegan diet makes you happy and healthy, that's fine, but I've never understood how a vegan vegetarian diet that's followed by only 4% of the US population can be touted as the best diet. If it were that good and people were feeling awesome on the diet, wouldn't more people be eating that way? Instead, it's become a guilt-ridden hammer to toss at non-believers. Obviously, we should follow a diet that makes you feel happy and healthy and not do so to be politically correct. And then I just talk, heading health complexity simplified about being magnesium deficient and having yeast overgrowth. So my recommendations are the hydration I've already talked about, saturate with magnesium because it regulates 80% of known metabolic functions, and control your yeast overgrowth because of all the toxins that overgrown amounts of yeast can cause and be absorbed through a leaky gut that is caused by yeast overgrowth. So we get back to the building blocks and the Florevive and Pico Silver for yeast overgrowth. So it's a basic, very basic blog. And yeah, it looks like, did we miss? There's the blog just before that, as I see on drcarolindean.com, Living an Abundant Lifestyle. Oh, this is a podcast that, oh, this is nice. Oh, do you know the podcast? What? Stop.
Are you reading your own website on the radio?
Yeah, look what I did, Ginny.
That's
There's
so
a,
funny.
I must have done a, I don't know who it was with though. I must have done a podcast with someone. And my amazing team has it available on the blog site, and they put a list of the topics: what picoionic means, the gluten and diet planning, glyphosate in our food supply, dealing with warts, continuing to eat oxalates, lifestyle and avoidance, nebulizing nutrients, advanced glycation. Oh, this sounds like a radio show, Ginny. What do you
It
think?
is. It is.
Oh.
It is. It forgive Dr. Dean for not looking at her own website enough. No, it's last week's show, Carolyn.
Oh, that's right. So yeah, and this you'll get this type of email post with a list of what the topics were. That makes it really easy for people to find information, find things that will help answer your questions. So, let's stop for questions.
I want to go back to health Optimum Health 101, because this what one of the things that you told me when you wrote this blog is that this is the blog that you wanted us to share with young
Right.
people who haven't gotten a clue about what to do, and that they just can't hang on a vegan diet or something like that and think that's sufficient, that they really need to address their nutrient deficiencies. And the nutrient deficiencies appear much earlier in life now because of the toxic environment that we live in.
Very good. I'm so smart that I thought of that, but then I forgot all about it. Very good.
Well, we do have quite a lot going on and a lot of projects happening. So I know you're pumping it out, so it's very easily understood.
So, any questions on the chat before I go into my topics?
Yes, one of the questions that came up earlier, and I just want to say I did address it in the chat, but I just want to read it into the record, is that Karen Steele asked if you had any good information about how to work with yeast overgrowth, the correct yeast overgrowth. And then, speaking of that, of course, I pointed to one of your most recent blogs, which was great. It was 12 different things that you can do to address yeast overgrowth. It's at drcarolindean.com. I put the link in the chat line for you, Karen, in case you didn't see it. But it's a fantastic blog that talks about the basics. And of course, you can call and talk with customer service. We have a lot of book resources and other webinars. If you are a member at drcarolindean.com, you can literally take weeks to master all Dr. Dean's information on yeast overgrowth. But the blog that I sent you is a really good place to start.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. I have been experiencing some brain fog lately. Any suggestions on what to do? I take all of your supplements. Thank you.
Well, we'd have to know if there's a chance for extra yeast, because it's yeast overgrowth, lack of the B vitamins, maybe needing more realign. Sometimes in a total biology, German New Medicine sense, people will try to fog out just as an avoidance. If things are just too stressful, then we could space out a bit. But we don't want to do that. We want to not necessarily meet the chaos head on, but just be aware of it. We don't want to be foggy. So there's all those reasonings, but you would benefit by talking to someone in customer service, and especially look into if there's a yeast overgrowth situation. Antibiotics recently, excess stress can create cortisol that feeds yeast. Sugar, over the holidays, I certainly had my sh ex extra share of sugar, and then I got a cold from it. The mucus just built up and became a nice little soft landing place for viruses. But the picozinc saved me.
Yay.
Yay. So I'll leave it at that. We want people to call customer service and get these questions answered, because it's very individual why people do get symptoms, but it's very basic what we tell people to do about them.
Very good. All ears typed in and said, I use Epsom salts for baths, much more economical. Remag is too precious. I take Remag orally and topically for specific needs. So thank you, all ears, for typing that in for us.
Yeah, that's
And then let's see what else we have. How I have a question from Vicky Wade. She says, how do I increase the amount of Remag I take daily?
well, you increase by half a teaspoon. If you do like I do, you have your quart of water, which is part of your whatever 50, 60, 70 ounces a day. I have it in a mason jar, and I just put in all my liquid minerals and put in 2 scoops of vitamin C reset powder. So I would just be putting an extra half teaspoon of Remag in, and then in a couple of days, maybe put an extra 1 teaspoon. So that, and then you're sipping that through the day. If you're traveling through in the day, you put that mineral mixture in your water bottle, top it up with water and some ice, and you sip that through the day. When you come home, you finish up what's left over. So make it up in the morning, the amount for the whole day, and then sip it through the day.
Great. Very good. Very good. Yeah, you're just gonna gradually increase it. I mean, it's super simple. You don't really make a mistake with Remag. It can't, let's say it this way, Carolyn. Remag will not build up and create a toxic effect in your body. It's not like another supplement where maybe you can get too much and it creates toxicity. Remag has its own fail-safe. So your body will eliminate it if it doesn't need it. So the main thing is trust your body. If your body takes it and uses it, then you know you're good. And if your body doesn't want any more of it, then it'll let you know. And it's the same thing, by using it topically. How much can I use topically? Which is what Jean Hampton's asking. And it's kind of the same thing. Use it to your threshold, and you will know the threshold of your body because your body won't want anymore.
Right. And the reason we say sip it through the day is because you can overload your cells. If you take all 2 and 3 teaspoons at one time, your cells aren't going to be able to occupy that much magnesium. And so you're going to lose it and waste it out through your urine or through your intestines and get that laxative effect. That's, the problem that some people have with the early laxative effect. They're taking too much at once. Even if it's a half teaspoon a day you're on to begin with, you want to spread that throughout the day.
Very good. Very good. Excellent. Okay, Carolyn, I think we've got all the questions caught up. I do want to point out to you guys, please, at rnareset.com, if you look across the home page at the top, you'll see our blogs. There are almost 100 blogs here for you to look at and reference. So make sure you keep yourself aware of the new blogs as they come out here at rnareset.com. We just posted a great one today, Top 7 Nutrients for Lung Health. If you're not subscribed to our email, you'll want to subscribe so you can get the blog notifications. Same thing, drcarolyndean.com, drcarolyndean.com. Make sure you're subscribed there. It's different content. The Carolyn's blog is a lot of medical opinion, her medical opinion, the history of her work, the webinars that she's doing and the broadcasts and things like that. RNA Reset is more product driven. So make sure you stay in touch with all the content we're producing, because a lot of the questions that you have can be answered here, and they can also be answered at customer service. And if you go to rnareset.com and you go to our homepage, you'll see that one of our first offerings is for you to talk to customer service. Talk to us first. There's a contact us button right there. And also find your own path, take the assessment, get your customized nutrient plan. Now we are revamping our nutrient plan, but you can go on there and see what other nutrients you are missing for whatever current level of wellness that you're experiencing. So please take advantage of the resources, as well as taking advantage of Dr. Dean being able to sit here and talk to you every Monday night for an hour and a half, because that's just a extraordinary opportunity in and of itself.
Awesome. And yes, I noticed up at the top we've got blog and newsletter. So the newsletter is is that a daily blog that comes to people? How does that differ?
The newsletter is more nutrient driven. It's less topical. So those are Brian's emails that he's sending out 2 or 3 times a week. The blog is definitely more topical, like 7 things for lung health. That won't come out in a newsletter per se.
Right. Yeah, and the newsletter, I read them every time, and they're very informative, really well done. So yes, a lot of information and not overwhelming. I mean, I remember back in the day when the algorithm on the internet was to have a 10,000 word article, and it's just crazy. People just don't have the time. Okay, let me get to some topics. Okay, Ginny.
Yeah, absolutely.
COVID update. Okay, with considerably lower efficacy rates, mRNA COVID-19 vaccines are causing more deaths than they save lives, according to a new study whose researchers called for a global moratorium on the shots and immediate removal from childhood immunization schedules. Yes, they've stuck them into the childhood immunization schedules. This was a peer-reviewed study published in the Curious Journal, CURE, Curious, CURES Journal, January 24th, 2024. So download that. If someone tells you you need to get a shot, say, no, thank you. We hear all the time people. I was talking to a practitioner up in Canada over the weekend, and she says, if you want to have some sort of surgical procedure in the hospital, they're still forcing you to get a vaccine. It's incredible. And Ginny mentioned about Tucker Carlson, and he interviewed someone about Ozempic and other things too. So this was an interview by Tucker with Callie Means, a gentleman. Ex-pharma, big pharma researcher, Callie Means, MEANS, young guy. He exposed dangers of Ozempic and gives an overview of he gives an overview, Jenny, of death by modern medicine, which I wrote 20 years ago. I mean, he doesn't. He's saying all the things that I said 20 years ago of what was wrong with the allopathic medicine. And basically, my knowledge of death by modern medicine is what has informed my dietary complement company and everything I share with my customers, to keep you informed, keep you healthy, because nobody else is interested. Big pharma is just interested in keeping you sick and keeping you on lifelong drugs. How many times have I told you that when I was in med school in the mid 70s, we were told to use drugs for as short a time as possible? Now they're lifelong drugs because that makes money. Follow the money. So Ozempic, Calimine says, is the biggest drug scandal of our lifetime, as the manufacturers getting the US government to cover costs for all Americans, whereas Europe won't even allow it to be sold. And actually, I'll go on my email and send this to Mel DeRose so she can put it in the chat if she hasn't found it already. But I've had a couple of friends tell me, one of them was doing Ozempic. I've never yelled at someone like I yelled at her about taking Ozempic. And she said 10 of her friends are taking it. And Germaine, our dear friend in Florida, she said a dozen of her friends are taking Ozempic. They didn't learn anything about, taking an experimental drug and the side effects from the jab. They just turned right around and started taking this drug on the hope that they could lose weight easily. But what it does, it paralyzes your stomach, makes you feel full and bloated, so you don't feel hungry. And then your body needs to have, protein and nutrients to do its work, so it starts scavenging your muscles. Most of the weight, not, I shouldn't say most, a third of the weight loss apparently is from your muscles. And even when you fast, you don't lose muscle weight. So this is, and it's blocking a couple of hormones and doing who knows how many other things because they haven't really studied it. But it amazes me. I mean, you can barely even talk to these people who've been taking it. Well, it helped me lose weight. I'm okay. We have no idea of the long-term effects. But we have your Amazon doctor who's advertising COVID-19 treatment. You can get an online visit, a virtual visit starting at $35. You can get virtual care from a licensed clinician quickly. No appointment or insurance necessary. If you have a positive COVID test, you can get your questions answered and get your prescribed medicine at a pharmacy of your choice. So it's like, medical AI is just going to be focused on allopathic medicine and nothing to do with how to keep yourself healthy so you don't get sick. And last week I stumbled into a bit of the linoleic acid and heart disease that Mercola put up on January 19th, 2024. The title of the article was "What's the Best Predictor of Heart Disease?" And then he gives a theory. He gives the floor to someone who has a theory that it's linoleic acid that's causing heart disease. And it's just so frustrating because, yes, a lot of different things can cause problems, but it just comp to me, it just complexifies the whole thing. They're trying. And I don't really, I said I'd go over the paper and give the high points, but it really is what I've been saying for years, that Processed diet is bad, which is where you get the linoleic acid. Linoleic acid is in seed oils, sunflower, safflower, soy, and canola. Now, canola for sure is genetically modified. So these oils are cheap and they've been used in excess and they've been causing inflammation in our bodies. And I really don't know. It's a long, long article, but basically, if you look at my magnesium books, magnesium, the Missing Link to Total Health, or my the Magnesium Miracle book, I talk about what I think causes heart disease, and it's a combination of vitamin C deficiency that leads to weakening of the blood vessels, and then they get strained and stretched, and maybe have little breaks in them that are I don't, you wouldn't say treated, but cholesterol will find its way to like a piece of gum, stick on those breaks and try to heal it. But then if you have too much calcium, because you don't have enough magnesium, that calcium will precipitate into that piece of cholesterol gum and create an atherosclerotic plaque that can, break off when it gets a bit brittle and cause stroke, or really jam up the coronary arteries and cause a heart attack. So it's a layering of all these things. So to just say that heart disease is caused by linoleic acid is an overstatement. It's a half truth that I think is frustrating for people. I mean, it's interesting for those of us who like studying all these theories, but then to put that into practice, it's as we've been saying over and over, eat well, don't eat processed foods, and take your completeness formulas. Okay, back to you, Ginny, to see if we have questions.
Yes, please. A couple, a follow-up question on the Ozempic conversation was, have you heard of the side effects on eye health?
What's eye health?
I don't know. Can you lose your vision? Do you get double vision? Is
Oh,
there some
I.
kind of a compromise to your eyes or your vision?
I have not heard,
Okay,
but
very.
yeah, I mean, I imagine it can affect any tissue. Can I use Ozempic if I have diabetic retinopathy? Yeah, you just have to Google. That's all I would be doing, but I haven't heard specifically about that.
Very good. Margaret Lee typed in, hello, Margaret. She said, I have a dear friend starting on Remag, but she had the laxative effect with just a quarter teaspoon. What can you suggest?
Well, that would be put that quarter teaspoon in the water she uses with a tablespoon of psyllium seed, and start like that. That's what I would do.
Okay, very good. And also, let's see what else we need to say here. I think that's probably got us all caught up.
Okay. So I've had this sitting here on my file for months. There's Rhonda Patrick. She's a PhD that has does blogging and interviews, podcasts. And she put out a, I guess it was a article on the cognitive enhancement, and she calls it a cognitive enhancement blueprint, a guide to powerful protocols for reducing brain aging. So she talks about exercise and what they're looking at, and she's a PhD researcher, and I don't know if she's a nutritionist, but they're all about testing, and they're looking at brain derived neurotrophic factor, BDNF. And apparently you want to boost your brain-derived neurotrophic factor, BDNF, and exercise does that. Okay, so that's great to know. But then I say, what else promotes neurogenesis, which is when you boost your BDNF, it's enhancing the brain's neuroplasticity and promoting neurogenesis, which is the creation of new neurons. Now, when I first went into medicine, they said once somebody has a brain injury, that's it. You cannot make new brain cells. And that now is just, that's not true. It's a definitely was not researched enough, so people didn't realize that the brain has neuroplasticity. And one of the first things I read about neuroplasticity was increased levels of magnesium in the brain can increase proliferation of neural stem cells and promote the generation of new neurons in adulthood. So exercise can do it, magnesium can do it, promotes neuroplasticity. And the common refrain of medicine is that everything decreases with age, and magnesium decreases with age, so you just have to take more. I think as maybe as we age, we eat less, so we'll get less in our diet, and we know there's hardly any in our diet anyway. So this article says that high intensity exercise is important because it creates lactate that elevates the BDNF. But what they don't say that magnesium is a necessary cofactor for turning lactic acid into lactate. And could this mean that merely saturating with magnesium can increase BDNF instead of stressing your body with high interval training? Because what they say about high intensity training, building muscles, doing all that, is you're tearing your tissues. You're putting micro tears in your tissues, and then the body reacts and sort of builds new tissue. So it's a constant strain, and exercise does decrease your minerals, especially your magnesium. They go on to promote outdoor running, and I know that most of the runners I see when I do the beach walk in the morning are going to have joint problems because they run like ducks. Their feet are turned out. They're putting such pressure on their knees and hips. I almost want to yell out, "There's a hip replacement in your future." And they also promote cycling, which is apparently gentle on the knees. And I stopped cycling here in Maui after I flew over the handlebars. I had to come to a sudden stop when a car tore out of a side street. So I think outdoor cycling can be dangerous. Stationary cycling, I just find too boring. They also promote hot baths and sauna use to elevate your BDNF. That's fine, but make sure you put sea salt and Epsom salts in your bath to replace what you may lose and replace Remag and Remite and pico potassium after a sauna. They don't talk about that. They say omega-3 fatty acids are indispensable for the function of the central nervous system across all stages of life. That is very important. The omega-3s help make your membranes. And you're going to have leaky membranes if you don't have the good omega-3 fatty acids. If you've been eating a lot of seed oils, you have leaky cell membranes. And then they talk about the polyphenols, a large family of naturally occurring organic compounds, the flavonoids. So we're talking about fruits and vegetables. They say also tea, wine, and cocoa. a lot of antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties, of course, turmeric. And my polyphenol recipe is my chocolate pudding made with avocado, coconut cream, banana, and cacao. And they put zinc on the list, and yeah, zinc is amazing. We have our Pico Zinc Plus. When you take zinc in the doses they're recommending, you have to make sure you take copper, and they don't talk about that. High doses of zinc will displace your copper. So the trace metal ion of zinc is one of the most prevalent and essential elements that are involved in brain function. This is in their article. Plays a role in both physiologic and pathophysiologic processes, whatever that means. Neurons containing free ionic zinc are found in various areas of the brain, including the cortex, amygdala, olfactory bulb, and hippocampal neurons, which appear to have the highest concentration of zinc in the brain. Now, I wonder, when we first came out with the Pico Zinc, my eyesight has been getting better, so that's quite interesting. And they're talking about free ionic zinc, and they know this from the research, but they don't have a source of free ionic zinc. The only source of free ionic zinc is Pico Zinc Plus. Zinc has been implicated in the biological activity of enzymes, proteins, signal transcription factors, as well as in the maintenance of various homeostatic processes, acting as a structural, regulatory, and catalytic cofactor for a variety of enzymes, such as DNA and RNA polymerases, histone, deacetylases, and DNA ligases. Zinc is also important for cell growth and genomic stability. Now, what I've heard recently about zinc is it's a factor in about 300 enzyme processes. It used to be that they said magnesium is 300, 325. Now we know it's 600 to 800, and I say 1,000. So it's a pretty active mineral. And the article says that zinc is the most abundant trace element in the brain, affecting BDNF expression and activity by switching on the activity of proteins involved in converting the biologically inactive form of BDNF to a more mature BDNF. So that's pretty awesome. And then they talk about meditation being important for cognitive sharpening of the brain and mental training. That's where I don't know, what would you do? Crossword puzzles, card games. I play Rummy Cue. I have a six player Rummy Cue. I put up all six trays and play by myself. Probiotics, they say, are important. And what do we have? Flora Revive. They say an abundance of evidence points to a strong connection between BDNF levels and the gut microbiome. And then dietary patterns. The typical Western diet, rich in simple carbohydrates and saturated fats, reduces BDNF levels. However, healthy dietary patterns increase BDNF. So the article cites dozens of research articles to prove what we already know: a healthy lifestyle, a good diet, de-stressing with meditation or prayer, challenging your brain with mental exercise, taking proper nutrients, all makes your neurons grow and expand. But somehow they forgot to mention magnesium, which puts us even further ahead of the game because we have the REMAG. And again, I say to you, we have this huge research article about supporting your brain nutrient, your brain neuroplasticity, etc. And we're doing it already. If you're taking our dietary supplements, you're getting your omegas, you're getting your zinc and your other minerals in Remite and your Pico Zinc Plus, and you're getting your what, well, they don't even mention vitamin C, which is very important. So there you go. More. I guess every week I'm just saying that you're doing the right thing by taking these completement formulas, and I'm proving it. This one about boosting brain-derived neurotrophic factor. So, Ginny, would you like to chime in? And are there any questions, or has everybody left?
No, nobody's left. Goodness gracious, nobody would leave. I don't think there are any questions that are related to this topic, but I think that our wonderful audience and all of our customers are absolutely the evidence of what you've just said, because we have great experiences with people talking about their own cognitive ability. All of our people are really sharp. And you have talked for years about the need for movement, keep your circulation going, be saturated in magnesium, using the minerals. Remite is one of our best brain formulas. And I know somewhere in the stack of things that you're going to do, you are going to write an article about how the 12 minerals in Remite, yes, they're very good for the thyroid, but they are equally beneficial for the brain. And a lot of nutrients that are overlooked for the brain are in the selenium, as you know, the zinc, but also boron. Molybdenum and manganese are very important for brain health. And so you're using the Remite, you're using Remag, you're taking all the nutrients. You're staying on top of your game. You're avoiding unnecessary drug therapies, vaccinations, unnecessary procedures, anesthesia, and all those other things, because you could be doing high intensity training and whipping around with all your nootropics and everything Rhonda Patrick's talking about and have an unfortunate deep anesthetic event and wipe out your brain for a good while. So there's so many things that you talk with us about, Carolyn, that are supportive of overall health and well-being. And these guys, they do come out with their papers and their little things and their protocols and all the rest of it. But there's science behind that, but there's a true comprehensive lifestyle behind what you always recommend. I don't know how many. You're going to do all this work to preserve your brain, like I said, and then you could go into a deep anesthetic event doing a elective surgery and a wipeout half of your brain mitochondria and your neurons with crappy fluoride anesthetics.
The fluoride binds up what little magnesium you have. Yes, when if and when you have to go for surgery, you have to ask the anesthesiologist to put up a magnesium drip. It's crucial. It's very important.
So, I think that all the information, there's a lot of hackers and people who, geek out on this stuff, and good for them, and to go out and ride their bike really fast and jump in saunas and try to see if they can remember things faster or better or whatever. But, it's kind of like the tortoise and the hare, and we're definitely the tortoise. We're just plodding along. We've been doing this for 10, 12, however long now. And we're just going to keep going and continue to have great success.
Yes, and one of these days we're going to do a survey of our customers and find out that we don't have the incidence of a whole list of diseases that the general population is getting. And that will be a testament to you taking the formulas and keeping yourself healthy, not getting into problems. So I want to keep continue. I want to go on because we never get to enough of the files that I've been gathering for months. Okay, Ginny?
Yeah, absolutely.
Death by Modern Medicine update. So the following article shows how modern medicine is being practiced. Because the number of drugs is overwhelming and the new biologic drugs are impossible to comprehend, doctors are now given a recipe book called Practice Guidelines. They don't even have to think or research or do anything but just do this standard protocol. So this article is about the chronic coronary artery disease clinical practice guidelines from the American Heart Association, American College of Cardiology. They say these recommendations take an evidence-based and patient-centered approach to care. So, what is evidence-based medicine? It refers to the application of the best available research to clinical care, which requires the integration of evidence with clinical experience and patient values. It's just gobbledygook. It's defining the thing by saying the thing's name. So it's just gobbledygook. So what do they say? They illuminate the accuracy and precision of diagnostic tests. They highlight the importance of prognostic markers. They establish the efficacy and safety of therapeutic, rehabilitative, or preventive healthcare strategies, seeking to understand the patient experience. They include important updates regarding the use of beta blockers, revascularization surgery, and routine functional and anatomic testing. So they begin with pharmacotherapy. They say statins remain the first line therapy for lipid-lowering patients with chronic coronary disease. And the first line anti-angina therapy is either a calcium channel blocker or a beta blocker. And to improve outcomes, they recommend Ozempic. So that's there's your list. You go into your doctor, you're going to get a statin, a beta blocker, it's a calcium channel blocker, and Ozempic if you're a bit overweight. And then they'll go to revascularization surgery if they're not getting enough from the pharmacotherapy. And then at the very end, they do say non-drug therapies include healthy dietary habits, exercise, smoking cessation, which are recommended. They don't recommend, and they say these words, the American Heart Association and American Cardiology does not recommend use of non-prescription or dietary supplements, e.g., fish oil, omega-3 fatty acids, or vitamins. They say that's due to the lack of benefit in reducing cardiovascular events. So that's the state of the onion with the allopathic medicine and your heart. What do you think of that, Ginny?
Lord, not
Lord.
ain't not my heart.
Bah.
No,
Yeah.
my heart's somebody else over in a different category. Thank
Yeah.
goodness. Oh
Yeah.
my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I mean, is there something positive we can end on? What do you think? Anything else in the chat?
I think that what we need to end on is wishing Bob happy birthday. Your executive producer, your husband, Bob, the most amazing man on the planet, the one who's got it all going on. I think he just had a birthday, Carolyn, and we should wish him happy birthday.
All right, February 2nd. Is that Groundhog Day? Is
It
he born
is.
on? Oh, that's so funny. That's
It is.
very funny. Yes,
It's
happy birthday,
also.
Bob.
Yes, happy birthday, Bob. It's also ironically the day that James Joyce finished writing Finnegan's Wake. So it's just ironic that when the book was ending, Bob was just beginning. Fascinating, wonderful, wonderful transition there. So happy
Yeah.
birthday, Bob.
He's downstairs, I'm sure. He's grinning ear to ear.
I got
And
a question.
thank
Did Bob see his shadow?
you.
Good one, Rachel. Did Bob see his shadow? That's great. Very good. Everybody
More.
loves Bob. Everybody loves Bob. He is the re-Bob to our Bob. Bob is timeless. He's wonderful, and we love him. So happy birthday, Bob. All right, Carolyn. Are we good?
Can I ask a question?
You may.
The Pico Zinc Plus, should you take some of that every day just as a standard part of your supplements? Who
Yeah,
is
I'm doing that now. I really am. I think
how
it's,
much?
yeah, I'm doing that half a teaspoon once or twice a day, 'cause I'm looking at what my eyes are going to do if if my hair will, come back a little bit. I had some thinning after COVID. I
Right.
think it's, yeah, I think it's very important for so many things. I'm doing it
But
every day
it
on
sounds like
top
you're
of
doing
the
it.
Remite.
Yeah, but it sounds like you're doing it separate from it instead of putting it in your mineral water in the morning, if that you do it all
Yeah.
across the day.
I talked about that last week, Priscilla, because I get a little bit of nausea when I take it without food. So I'll eat some food and take it. And the rest of it, yeah, I'm shipping through the day.
Okay. So do you put some Pico Zinc with plus in your water that you sip during the day?
No, I just
Oh,
have my
okay.
Remite in my sipping water. And I
Gotcha.
take so the Pico Zinc, a half a teaspoon. I'll put in water, and maybe I'll put in some of my mineral water as well, and an extra scoop of vitamin C powder just for the taste. But
Yeah.
it's with a meal.
Right. Okay. And everybody doesn't have the problem of needing to have food with it or not.
I don't think so. I think I'm a little more sensitive to it, but what do you say, Ginny? When you take your Pico Zinc, do you feel a little queasy?
I have to take it with food. That stuff just runs me over. So
Yeah.
I would encourage everybody, as a matter of fact, it's on our label to take it with food, Nancy. It's not to
Okay.
be taken without food. The Pico Zinc is its own ionophore. It's so concentrated and it is so powerful in its stabilized ion form. It opens up your cell channels, it goes immediately in, and when it hits your stomach, it is going to work. So I would definitely recommend using it with food.
Okay, now I have basically a cast iron stomach. If I put it in with my minerals in the morning so that I don't have to think about it. And if
Yeah.
then I do okay, then that's okay. Yeah.
It's okay. Exactly. It's just fine. It
Okay.
plays well with the other minerals. There's no problem.
Okay.
All right. Very good. That was Nancy. So that was a good note. Yay.
Thank you, Ginny.
You're
Love
welcome,
saying
Bob.
thank you.
You're welcome, Bob.
A little
Happy.
correction, Ginny.
Yes, Bob.
Ulysses finished on February 2nd, 1922. That's when he was given his first copy. Then he started Finnegans Wake that day and did that for
Oh,
17 years.
very good. Okay, so yes, it's been so long, Bob. I haven't had
Yeah.
to think about these things. But see, I did
Robin.
remember some of it because I take REMAC.
Bob, the historian. Okay, Bob, you can leave now.
I'm the only guy who has a Pico birthday.
Why is it a Pico birthday?
Well, that's what you give me for my birthday cake, Pico products.
I gave him Pico Minerals. Here's your birthday present, Bob. A drink of Pico Minerals. Poor man.
Very good. All right, everybody, have a wonderful week. Thank you, everybody, chatting, listening, downloading, talking, sharing, explaining everything. Thank you for your participation with us, and we will talk to you again next week.
Yes, thank you, everyone. Aloha.
Aloha.
You have been listening to Dr. Carolyn Dean, the Doctor of the Future. Become a member of drcarolyndean.com and get access to all her leading edge of creation information, as well as archives, webinars, and other valuable media resources. Join Dr. Dean and Ginny Almighty same time again next week.